Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You're listening to The V-Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, in for Bob Valvano, it's Jeff Greer.
That's even better than just the Bobby V one. It's not Jeff Greer. Although, if you can't get enough of Jeff Greer, he'll be on the call tonight on the ACC Network Extra as the 10th-ranked U of L women take on UT Martin.
Hello, Del Piccolo.
We're just surrounded by greatness, Process. You got the radio play-by-play golf for Louisville women's basketball. You got the TV guy in here.
We have fabulous Phil
and
Baker.
And then there's me, who just basically picks up
team. I think the top of the line is Phil. He's Phil Baker. I'm Nick Curran. Process is behind the glass. Nick Valvano will be stepping in shortly. So today we're filling in for Jeff Greer, filling in for Bobby V, which is fantastic.
I'd always like to, because you know what? If Nick would like the show open, done correctly, then he can come in here faster.
I understand that. Apparently there is one, but I'm not a...
I don't care if there is one or not.
He can either
hotkey it or he could get in here faster, because if not, I'm going rogue and I'm using myself. Mark that.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Process, I want to take a trip down memory lane real quick before we get the show started and you step away and do the tag out.
Also, because we need to stall so Nick can tell us what we have on the show if we haven't.
We have U of L Health coming up 12:50.
Yeah.
We're going to break down some injuries in sports. I believe Eric Crawford confirmed with you last night.
Eric said he could do something today, so we'll
always put up the bat signal for Drew Brown from Asiya Blue. I think he would probably be willing to help to recap the game last night.
Tentative lineup.
And we got a filler out there to the Miami Herald. Barry Jackson, who reported this story with Brett McMurphy, talking about Tom Jurich being rumored for the U. Now, I want to take you back to 2011, 2012-ish.
Okay.
After the Watt shot. Creed, you've heard of the Watt shot.
The most viral thing Creed
ever did. Exactly. So, Kentucky, Indiana do not play basketball anymore. Our boy Creed, I think a round of applause. If you have the sound, I would love to hear it. Our boy asked Cal the question, and he is going to get $190 between Andy, Strebel, and Ince for asking the question.
Does he have the money in hand yet?
No, and if it's anything like fantasy football, he's probably not going to get the money. But I think
that's what I'm getting at.
I think Andy, Strebel, and Ince are good for it. All right, so now you got...
I have it. Do you want to play it?
Let's play this real quick.
Do you want the answer in the question or just
sure,
the question?
Why not? We're already here.
We want the question for sure.
Yeah, question. I got to hear
obviously.
Jack. I want to hear how timid he is asking or how confident he is.
And I want to hear what Cal says. I've read what Cal said, but I want to hear the tone of voice. Here's
Coach, I don't know if you were aware that the Kentucky women's team played Indiana on Sunday with first-year head coach Mike Woodson. Has there been any discussion?
Say what?
Has there been any discussion with Mike Woodson, the new head coach up there, about trying to bring that series back in some way, shape, or form in the future?
Mike and I are good friends, and, you know, we've talked about stuff. So, but there's nothing imminent that I could talk to you about. So we, think we got to do, still got to do, we got to go to Notre Dame. I think we got to do a Michigan thing. You still got the Big 12. You still got Louisville every year. You got the two tournaments that everyone wants in that we're in. That's everybody wants those tournaments. The greatest thing about those two neutral games is the four teams that are in are lucky, because the minute anybody would drop out, there'd be 50 teams calling and begging to be in those tournaments. So, you know, got through the Georgia Tech thing, but yeah, it's Mike's a good guy. From what I understand, they're doing well too. Playing good basketball. He's a hell, let me tell you, hell of a coach. And he's a great guy. I could tell you stories about what makes him a great guy. But he's doing great.
out the gate, we're playing this out. Jack Grossman again asking just the question. $190.
I don't know who I love more, Jack for doing it or Andy for the idea. Andy's. They're brilliant. My God. It's such a great idea.
And look, you got Cal, who usually would probably just shoot that down, but it's John Calipari, so he turns what should be no into probably 90 seconds of gold.
Gold!
Of just Cal and content.
Listen, the guy who has everything to say was at a loss for words.
Did Crean have his mask on? It seemed like he had his mask on.
I don't know.
I've got some inside info that Crean is headed back there Monday for the Albany game. Tune into the take.
I guarantee we could get $500 if he asked the question again. I'm starting a bingo page right now.
Tune into the take from 3 to 6 coming up here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Andy was already talking about trying to come up with a way to like up the ante. That's what I said. I said, it's got to be $500 next time. Like, what are you going to have him ask for?
They're going to take his credential away.
Oh, yeah. He looks right at Eric Lindsay and goes like, who the hell is this kid? Is this John Fanta?
But if he gets like $300 or $400 more, it's perfect.
Oh yeah, I'd say
it was worth it.
What's John Fanta doing at an SEC school?
Also, okay, so this is what I'm saying. Trip down memory lane. Kentucky, Indiana being renewed. Also, there is a report out there. Tom Jurich being rumored for an AD job. Yes, this is not, I'm not going in the way back machine. This is not 10 years ago. This is today. Brett McMurphy reporting with Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald that the list of individuals for the U includes...
That'd be one. Miami. The Miami AD
yes,
job.
This includes Tom Jurich on there, I believe. Washington State AD. I'm looking for the rest. I believe South Florida being in the mix.
FAU. Like, they're all Florida ADs and Tom Jurich.
Which is fascinating to me because if you take a few years ago, the Southern California rumor that was out there that didn't have any legs, got it on good faith that he apparently wanted the South Florida AD gig, couldn't even get interviewed by that. So I don't know if enough time has settled. Everything's transpired with that. But this ain't 2011 or 2012. This is 2021, and Tom Jurich is still being rumored for AD jobs.
He's slimy, but he's successful.
And then a couple of UM alums.
Yeah.
In the mix. That coming out from Brett McMurphy and Barry Jackson.
Yeah, I... Listen...
Jack was wearing a mask, by the way. I'm just making sure these
good
are the
for
things.
Him.
Yeah, he should be.
We can delve into that. Delve into more of Jack. So he started off with the women's game reference, like, and that threw Cal off for a second. Like, Cal had trouble.
I should know this, Eric.
Cal had trouble like paying attention. Like, say what now? Like, he lost Jack for a second. He was going on. You know, they played the women played Kentucky, and their first year head coach there, Mike, and Cal's like, say what now?
Say what?
Yeah.
Say what?
It's poetry. Jack's just walking around today. He got the nux from Issel. He's like,
he's rocking all red.
Oh, yeah.
He's beautiful.
Well, it's like an anamorph for Jack. He's got to be a slow transition into like a full-on IU hunk, like wearing candy stripe pants to the next Kentucky game. And then it'll just be completely banned. And then they're going to take away John Fanta's game for a credential for the Kansas and Kentucky.
That would be the greatest thing ever if John Fanta gets like the brunt of all of this because they think that's who it is.
Goodness gracious. I mean, I'm interested to know where this goes next.
I think it should be something he does every time. We just see how much money we can raise for listeners, the hosts around here.
For
Jack to ask the question
they
want to know.
How far down the line do you think he can get if he keeps asking these terrible questions?
Well, we talked to the back. I don't think it's a terrible question.
It's really
a regurgitated question.
It's super out there.
Yeah, it's regurgitated that's been brought up. It got picked up by the Indy Star. Greg Doyle just tweeted about it. About renewing the series again.
So it's a decent question.
Oh, my God.
Death
People
taxes,
care.
Death taxes, and you'll get clicks for this. You will get clicks for it. I'm telling you. Jackie boy. That's Andy knowing how to read the room and understand what moves the needle on that.
I am in awe of just the sheer brilliance, all of this. It's just, it's like watching Ocean's 11 and everybody's freaking Danny Ocean. Like, that's how it feels.
And you know Jack won't turn away from the spotlight, so that's what makes it beautiful.
What do we want him to ask Cal next? You kind of want him to just go back to the same question. Like, are you sure you're not going to play Indiana? I kind of want him to, you know, ask like, hey, have you thought about going back to the platoon system? Like, I would love for him to ask that.
Let's open this up. 437-9680.
What should Jack ask next?
Ask about the checkerboards on the side of the jerseys. That's something that really upsets the Kentucky fans, as well as Nick Valvano tags in. Nicky boy, we were just
hey, what's up, boys?
We were just having fun with Jack's question. Played that. That was fantastic. We're talking about Brett McMurphy's report with Barry Jackson about Tom Jurich being rumored for the U job, along with like six other candidates. That's a fascinating story with that. And then we can, you know, talk about Louisville basketball. You got Louisville football as a game tomorrow night. We can recap the Kentucky game from last night, and we can play Jack's question, I think, every hour probably.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
First off, I need some entrance music.
Hey, don't.
I'm just going to absolutely be completely egotistical, and as I come scampering over here, process shout out. Thanks for holding down the fort.
You're only a few minutes away. You're not bad.
Yeah. I usually try to get here by 12:05, but I kind of had to co-host the last hour, so I was a little behind. So apologies to everybody. But people need to know what a hero of Hoosier Nation Jack Grossman is. When he was a lowly intern here, we had Reese Davis on, name drop, on the V Show. And Jack was the one that caught when Reese Davis slipped up and announced that game day was heading to Bloomington with Ohio State. And Zach Osterman, a bunch of IU people started texting me. He's like, hey, can you send us that soundbite? Jack was the one that caught that, tweeted it out, and it got massive legs. He's
got an ear for it.
He's quietly, pound for pound, the hero that Hoosier Nation needs, at least around here. There was another time I forgot. Didn't he have a tweet that went viral?
It was the watch shot.
Yeah,
right?
He had a watch shot tweet go viral.
Well, this got picked up by Greg Doyle of the Indy Star, too. New hotness, Mike Woodson and John Calipari have discussed renewing the IU-UK series.
I mean...
That's him.
That's
planting the seed, but Jack implementing the game plan.
Oh yeah, no. You got to give the assist to Andy and
well,
the cake and everything.
There's
$190 richer.
There's coaching, but there's executing, and Jack executed. And I just want to know what question he has to ask next, and how much money it's going to get him. Because I think it should be like $300, $400, $500.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Please send those in. And Nicky's kind of looking around. It's like, well, I mean, hell, send me to Kentucky. I'll ask them these questions. If you get up to $300, $400.
Who's your favorite kid?
What's your favorite Italian sandwich, Cal?
He strikes me as a rigatoni guy.
Okay.
Sandwich. He's a gabagool. He's your classic lunch pail. I think Italian.
I think you're probably right.
Blue collar, you know, from Philly. You know,
I would love to see his reaction to that question.
just go on.
Would
like
it be another say what?
Just a 10-minute soliloquy about how I think his background influences his Italian choice.
Nothing's imminent, but I just love rigatoni.
Keith Pointer texts in.
It's fantastic. It's a great dish. You can put sausage in with it, maybe chicken.
It's a hearty noodle. And that's the thing. You need, if you want a lot of protein in your dish, you need a hearty noodle
sauce,
to go with
maybe
it.
Maybe some Alfredo.
Yeah.
You can go a lot of different ways. It's a versatile noodle.
It is. It is very versatile.
I would love to see
and it's
calories.
Hearty.
Go on with that, pretending the rigatoni was Mike Woodson.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Nick Hurt, Nick Valvano, Phil Baker. Crean needs to ask Cal if he thinks Luther Campbell would be a good AD candidate for the U.
Okay.
We'll dive into some of this Jurich stuff. Let me start here with this.
Text those in, though. 437-9680. Your potential Jack questions.
This is what's interesting to me about the Jurich stuff, because I listened to Lebatard. I know Andy and Ennis listened to Lebatard as well. It was thrown out there. Mike Ryan, a producer of the show, on Dan Lebatard.
Friend of the Louisville Bats.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, all those guys. You sent them all that swag. I forgot about that. Yeah. Roy Bellamy, all those guys.
The Masters, yeah.
Shout out to that. But apparently, Mike Ryan's pretty close to the program. He goes to all these massive tailgates and donors, and he threw it out there, totally butchered his name, called him Jerk Itch, when they were saying it could be.
I got to track the sound down.
I'll dig it up. It was on the local hour.
Did he do it on purpose?
I think he just didn't know the name.
There's a chance he did it on purpose.
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he does. When he was thrown out there, basically saying they should just lean into everything, and it was a complete throwaway line. Now, Ennis has told me today, I think they've dove a little bit deeper into it on today's local hour. Talking about it, just saying like his age being 65. I have not heard that sound yet, but the fascinating thing to me is that his name's being resurfaced again. Remember, it was always kind of like a leveraging tool here when you heard the South, the USC gigs being open. I don't want to speak for everyone on the show. I kind of felt like that was a propaganda machine. It's like, hey, this is how good you have it. I could be completely wrong about that, but that's something to monitor on that. But Miami, Mike Ryan's point was on the Levitard show is basically like, go after Hugh Freeze or Lane Kiffin and get Tom Jurich and just lean into who you are. You don't got to be this clean, pristine program. Lean into who you are. You're the Renegades. You're the Raiders of college football.
Yeah, but he's wrong about who the coach would be if Tom Jurich gets the job.
Who do you think it would be?
I mean, the answer's obvious. You're in the state of Florida. You've got a guy who he's already hired who did an excellent job of recruiting the state of Florida.
Good old Chuck.
Yes. That's who would be the head coach of Miami football if Tom Jurich took the job. It's Charlie Strong. He's right there in Jacksonville, not too far away.
Boy, you're just trying to break the hearts of just everything that has transpired since those Silas came down off 65,
right?
No,
I'm just saying, like, that's, I mean, doesn't that seem like the obvious first call if he were the AD and was looking for a football coach? To me?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. So we can dive into that. We can find a little bit of that sound. I've seen a couple texts. What was all the talk about Tom Jurich and the Miami Athletic job? If you missed it, Brett McMurphy reporting that he is on a list of about six or seven-ish or so leading candidates for Miami's AD job include Washington State AD Pat Chung, USF's Michael Kelly, FAU Brian White, former Louisville AD Tom Jurich, and Miami alums Gino Toretto, no relation to Dominique Toretto of the Fast and Furious franchise, and
Toretto.
My apologies on that. Okay. Sorry, I just skimmed over it. I'm on my Fast and Furious stuff. There's all this Fast and Furious news coming out with Vin Diesel potentially trying to rekindle the thing with The Rock. They're feuding. Sorry.
Is that real?
I think it's real. I think that.
Is it a work? It's not a work.
Look at you using wrestling terms.
That threw me off for a second. I was
Cena's in it too. So, didn't him and Dwayne have a little bit of a.
I think everyone's upset about The Rock just basically just being too busy and trying to coordinate with everything. But he's The Rock. He may run for president. And
he's doing that to everybody. That's what wrestling fans are upset about too.
And Alonzo Highsmith is the final one on the Brett McMurphy list. We got a filler out there. If we can't use.
I'm trying to track this sound, by the way.
Okay. Tex Ennis, he probably knows where it was. Which day it was on the local hour. I do know that, so if that helps narrow, they're putting out so much content there, it's ridiculous. But put a feeler out to Barry Jackson, who reported with Brett McMurphy. We may try and have him on this show, if not one of our shows, maybe in the next couple of days, if maybe are on the Take or the Drive potentially, if we aren't able to get him.
The other, and we can delve into this if we get more into this later, but the other question obviously is it, when you're talking about the AD job and names being involved, which side is leaking that name?
Like, 100%.
Like, is Jurich trying to get his name out there, and that's why Brett McMurphy tweeted it? Or is it Miami that is truly looking at him? Because I think these things can go both ways. We were kind of talking about that before the show. Either way, it would seem to indicate, you were talking about, and I agree, that Tom Jurich is interested in being an athletic director somewhere again. And that in itself could be pretty noteworthy.
Well, congratulations to Boxcar PR. Apparently they may be opening some offices in South Florida.
Not a bad location.
Or Lock Car PR. You never know about that. But that's something. Look, I don't know what this necessarily means for him, but I find it fascinating that somebody leaked his name that is close to Tom Jurich to gauge interest of that. I'm with you on that, to see which side essentially would be the interested piece, because we have it on good authority. Some folks around here know some folks at South Florida, and he was interested in that job, and they wouldn't even take a look at his resume. And that's from some people that have some contacts over there. So fascinating to see what essentially happens with this, obviously going back to when there was some change with the president and everything. And I'm trying to get my timelines right, because when the South the Southern California stuff came out in the AD. That was when
he was still the AD
But there was some changing. There were some things changing during that duration, right? Like that was when it's like he was not happy with the way things were going here.
Right? Was there some stuff, some turmoil for
the foundation? I'm trying to get my timelines right on this.
And Dr. Ramsey, I'm not sure.
I don't know if this was during the Grissom transition and everything.
I'm not sure. It might have been.
But that's out there. We'll try to get Eric Crawford on here in a couple bit WDRB to talk about that maybe in the next hour or two to see his
reaction. He's going to join 220, by the way.
Perfect. Awesome. So we'll get that. UofL Health coming up at 1:15. We got some feelers out to the individuals that made this report. Just what Miami's looking for. It warmed my heart to see the U and Florida State have that fake juice at midfield on Saturday with into it. But it is not the Miami or Florida State of 20 years ago. So They need a booster. They need something down there to figure it out. And Kirk Herbstreit a few weeks ago.
They had a booster. They got in trouble for that.
Yeah, poor Nelvin. That would be legal now with NIL, but that's a discussion for another day. It's interesting to me because Kirk Herbstreit like crushed them. Remember that on game day a few weeks ago about like they need to figure out and be aligned with what the president wants, what the university and booster wants, and then what the AD wants, but they're not on the same page, and that's what's holding them back. And I know a lot of Miami fans were very, very upset about the way that transpired. So fascinated to see who they land on with this. I don't know if it takes a Miami man in air quotes, but it's going to be fascinating to see where Jurich lands on this, and if he's going to show up for other jobs too. I think that's something where you're putting a feeler out there. Is this just something that's desirable for him because it's the U? I think he's in Florida. I think after everything went down here, he moved down to Florida by all accounts. I just kind of went off the grid, to be quite honest with you. I don't really know what transpired with him. But, that's going to be something to monitor as more reports like this leak out. So,
It's fascinating. We'll be interested to see kind of where this ends up going. Clearly, some interest somewhere, though. And that's why it lands in a tweet from Brett McMurphy, who is really on top of everything. College football and college football infrastructure, like the athletic directors and things like that. Tweeting it, there's something.
And it was always interesting to me, too, to go back 10 years ago, like we were talking about. He was always the first one, even on some of the local media, to get some of these things. So that makes me think, like, he still has a relationship with somebody close to Jurich that is putting this out there. Because Brett McMurphy was always the one breaking news. And that was always the thing about here. You had, your own radio stations, your own beat writers for this, and they were never getting the story first. It was always Brett McMurphy.
Going back to like conference alignment and stuff like that in the ACC. Yeah, always Brett McMurphy. That's a great point.
So I'm curious to see who is in his ear and who's putting out that, hey, maybe he's interested. I know they said on the Lebatard show, I believe they said the age was a concern for him. I believe Tom Jurich is now 65 with that, but compared to some of maybe the other candidates. But that is out there right now. So I would be fascinated to see how Tom Jurich would do with the U brand down there against all those other pro sports and tried to make that work. That would be a different landscape down there, but
lot of layers to that too. Like, we talked about the layer, like which side putting this out. That's one. If you are comparing Tom Jurich to some other maybe younger candidates, which way do you go if you're in a position to make that decision? That's an interesting angle to me. There's a lot to it, and then. The whole sort of U persona, and I guess rightly or wrongly, the persona that Tom Jurich has sort of developed from everything that happened here, that would be a fascinating match as well. There's just a lot of great angles to it.
You started a revolution on the text line, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. The U gets Tom Jurich, Charlie Strong, and Rick Pitino. That would be the handicap match in wrestling terms that would break all of Louisville's heart.
I hear Rick Pitino loves Miami as a city.
If he left Iota, oh my God. Just a boy in a dream.
That'd be the only place he would leave New York.
I think he's there, Iona, for the long haul. Maybe this is me being bamboozled again and just being put in the Rick trance.
I agree, but I feel like the one place he would go
he's tired
would be
of,
South
I mean,
Beach.
Look, Rick's full of it on a lot of things.
I agree with you, Nick. because I do think Iona's like the spot. He's like, okay, I'm good here. I like this. This is kind of a cool...
A boy in a dream.
Yes.
He's a boy with a basketball and a dream.
It's simpler sort of life there with Iona. But if the opportunity ever came to be the coach in Miami, I think he would at least think about that.
I think he'd shoot it down immediately.
Maybe
but this
he
is
would.
Me being
Maybe
bamboozled.
He would, but,
this is me being bamboozled.
But, I mean, if there were ever a job, a big-time job that, you know, if George were there, yes, they'd probably be open to taking him. And if there were ever a big-time job that I think Rick Pitino would consider, that's where it would be, I think.
I'm being put in the Rick trance again, but that's just me, and I think it's there. So we'll ask Eric Crawford. He helped write a book with him, so I think he probably has a better barometer of some of the things, and we are getting so far ahead of ourselves.
Way down a rabbit hole
Yeah,
here.
So this is what happens when, you know, you see Tom Jurich's name get leaked, and you haven't seen it since, I guess, Southern Cal and USF, whenever that was, a couple years ago. So wild stuff. I saw that. I thought it was a fake Brett McMurphy, to be completely honest, and then I went to his Twitter, and I couldn't find it, and then it was under, like, tweets and replies, and I was like, oh, no, that's real. So that's something that I think folks around here were very – I was just looking at some of the engagement, like, on social, like, when we put that out there. Got a ton of engagement on that one, as the marketing gurus say for the buzzwords. A lot of – he moves the needle.
A lot of engagements, yes. What does that actually
– Impressions, do? Engagement.
What do the impressions
likes,
and engagement?
Comments, yeah. Shares. That's what it means.
What does that do? I'd love to have that discussion.
The algorithm? Now we're just getting into social media buzzwords that people throw out there that have no idea what they're talking about.
How do you make money off of impressions and engagement?
Well, let's do this. I'm going to help Nick find the sound. I listened to some of the podcasts of the local hour. Maybe it's odd there for that. We can try and track some of the sound down and see what they said about it. I think it's just a throwaway line that they said on the Lebatard show with the least one I heard. Maybe he goes a little bit more in depth with today. But you want to take a break and then we can regroup if that works for you guys and try to find that sound that we can play for some of the listeners?
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We'll get more into this with Brett McMurphy reporting that Tom Jurich being considered at least down at Miami for the athletic director's job. We've got some basketball we can talk about. Louisville with a nice win over Navy earlier in the week. Kentucky dominating the Mount last night. We can get into that. Louisville women's basketball, a nice win over Bellarmine last night, set to take on UT Martin tonight, 7 o'clock, ACC Network Extra. Jeff Greer, Jessica Lemley on the call if you want to tune into that. So we can get into that a little bit as well. Eric Crawford joining us at 2:20. Plenty more to come. Your calls and texts. What should Jack ask John Calipari the next time he goes to the press conference for maybe a little more money? He made himself some cash last night asking about the UK-IU game. Maybe he can make more asking something else, trying to nail down exactly what that would be. It is a Wednesday edition of the V Show. Phil Baker, Nick Curran, Nick Caldano. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, that's a tease. Right. Let's go to the other side of the break.
It's nothing really salacious, but we're playing it.
Time spent listening, baby. That's a tease for on the other side of this break. The listen to that sound that Nikki V just sold right there. Here on the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation.
Straight off the album, Big Willie Style.
Nah. Cuban or Asian.
Did you own that CD as a kid?
Just the two of us. My dad and I, yes, we did.
I did as well.
Wickedy Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado. Oh, you don't want nada.
Here come the men in black. Whew. Yeah, Miami theme show so far. You even discussed The Rock at length.
There's a petition to make him the AD.
How can you do that if he's going to be president of the United States?
Apparently he wants to play James Bond, too.
Wow, he's a busy man.
And that's why they're feuding with him on the Fast and Furious set, is because his schedule's a little busy.
Obviously.
I mean, leave something for the other actors.
Could
out
The Rock
there,
play Bond?
No. Be a henchman.
Yes.
Stay
exactly.
in your lane. You can join the Bond verse, but it's like, it's, you know, leave something for the other fellas.
Well,
like,
I mean,
create your own knockoff Bond.
He could be an iconic.
Well, no, this is what I said.
With villain. Like the next Jaws or Odd Job. Sorry, you caught me mid-witch.
No, that's okay. He doesn't have the build of a James Bond, right? Like, he's. Like, there's not been a James Bond
that's too big.
Reboot the last action hero or something with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's more his lane. But love The Rock. I'm a big
Rock
fan.
Why haven't they rebooted Last Action Hero
you
yet?
You know, it's so funny, and this is just a tangent. We're going to get to this sound of Avatar.
Sorry,
everything
in
high school, middle school, plagiarism, cheating, bad. That's all Hollywood is. They regurgitate all these movies out there, and we were taught you can't do that.
And I love Last Action Hero.
Sneaky good movie.
Yeah. Well, it's sneaky good, but I like
it. It's something.
There's like a Sylvester Stallone billboard talking about him playing the Terminator in it, and I love that. I don't know. It's just really sort of inside baseball, which I loved. Andrew Duffy, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine physician from U of L Health, going to join us at 12:50 to run down some of the injuries local in sports, and we'll discuss that here coming up. We have this sound, though, of...
Nick really sold it.
Yes. It is intriguing sound. I guess it's not actually. Nick said it's
juice.
Not really
totally worth the squeeze. Was tracking this now, let me tell you.
Was it from a couple days ago or the one today?
No, it was from today.
Okay,
so it is timely.
So this is I haven't heard this one today. So
and I have a generic SportsCenter clip that I can use throughout the day. But
perfect.
Besides that,
This is from the Dan Le Batard Show talking about Tom Jurich being in the mix to be the next athletic director at the U.
The old Louisville athletic director is super interested in the job, but he's also 65. I don't really know what the long-term plan would be there. And he's got that Adidas thing in the background, and Miami has a partnership with Adidas. And I'm not sure that that would fly very well.
With the Adidas thing, that wasn't necessarily – that was like a Patino thing, though. He didn't – did he leave? Am I forgetting this? Because it's – was there some – I don't think there was a – I may just be totally glossing over, but I didn't think there was a feud with him and Adidas.
Well, between Jurich and Adidas?
Am I making this up?
I don't think there was.
I know other than Patino, but Patino's still rocking Adidas.
Other than the fact that he was the athletic director when the FBI stuff broke, and that's what ushered him out. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that would be.
I feel like Mike Ryan, who I really like on the show, just kind of does a 30,000 foot flyover of just the talking points about Jurich.
That was amidst every other candidate, doing 30 seconds on each of them. And it led into a good discussion about The Rock, so I might cut that later.
Of course. But I do think the 65 years old thing, that's valid. You're looking for someone to lead the university in terms of the athletic department for, the foreseeable future. And if you hire someone who is 65, it's just a fact that you're wondering how long that person will want to be in that position. And so, I think that's a fair discussion.
Going back to 2017, the University of Louisville interim president has added a new complaint to his list of grievances against suspended athletic director Tom Jurich. Oh, Postal. There is a name I have not said in a while. Jurich's negotiation of the recent $160 million extension with Adidas was conducted without timely or appropriate consultation with me or members of the U of L Athletic Association Board. So,
Adidas would love Tom Jurich because he negotiated that deal. I think. So, I don't know. I don't think that is a factor. But I do think, the fact that the circumstances under which he left and was dismissed from U of L, that's obviously a factor there, probably. The age thing could certainly be a factor. That would make sense. And there were some instances, and maybe this would be a good thing, given the youth sort of brand. Maybe it would be a bad thing, but there were other instances of Tom Jurich sort of going rogue, if you will, as the AD at Louisville. There was the keeping Rick Pitino on after the Katina Powell stuff. That was pretty controversial.
That was the nail in the coffin for him when the FBI stuff, that he was told to fire Pitino and then he didn't. And I think he probably would have kept his job, but that's a discussion that we've had over and over again.
Well, there's that. There's the Clint Hurt thing. Speaking of Charlie Strong, deciding that he was going to keep Clint Hurt on even after some NCAA stuff came out with a show cause, I believe, and other stuff. So that was seen by folks as sort of a spit right in the face of the NCAA, which I think at the time everyone was extremely, or at least a lot of people were kind of uneasy with. Now, everyone clearly sees that that's the way to go. Why cooperate when it doesn't really seem to do any good? That's become the general consensus now. But back then, it's like, oh, I don't know. And obviously, some other things over the course of time. I don't know. We'll see. It'd be interesting. If nothing else, it would be excellent fodder for the station, if Tom Jurich were the AD of Miami.
Indeed it would. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Nick Curran, Phil Baker, Nick Valvano in for Bobby V. As Process, I believe, just gave me an L's down. That's fun right there. I think we're going to have Drew Brown from ASEA Blue join us around 1:10 or 1:15 to recap the Kentucky game from last night.
Speaking of L's down, am I right? Just kidding.
Furman did that as well. Did you see that?
No.
That was poetic against Louisville, as they should. You lose the Furman, you should do that. And
we want to know Wednesday.
We got one.
We want to know Wednesday. We want to know Wednesday.
Did you guys see this?
On the text line?
Yeah.
Did this come from Process?
I'm going to take it. No, this is
okay.
You want me to take this?
No, this is all you.
Okay. All right. We want to know Wednesday. Text those in, 437-9680. We have a good We Want to Know Wednesday from Johnny Sales. I'll tease that. We'll do that a little bit later.
Always love stuff from Johnny Sales.
We Want to Know Wednesday. This texter says a newborn kangaroo crawls 6 inches up to the inside of its mama's pouch and latches on for 3 months to a teat. While 6 inches doesn't sound like it's very far, depends on who you ask, it's equivalent to a baby crawling 10 feet uphill with its eyes closed and through grass to reach their mommy. So I didn't realize the plight of the young kangaroo, the young Joey, if you will.
Wow.
The more you know.
Yeah, right. 3 months.
Let me get somebody on for the Louisville Zoo to break all this down. I think
what was his name? Ron McGill?
Yeah, whatever the Louisville version of that is. Yes, we could have one of those here for the Louisville Zoo.
Sounds like a sponsorship opportunity.
Potentially. We'll get on it.
Yes. Be perfect. Maybe they could bring live animals in.
That'd be fun.
We already have Process. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's a good point.
He's a Wolverine.
Which person here at the station would be most uncomfortable if they brought live animals in?
We had the partnership with the Humane Society, and that just made everyone happy.
Yeah.
Just brought in puppies.
That's different. They're like bringing puppies.
Yeah, bringing
like
in like a reptile, like a python, Burmese python
like
around Nick's neck while he's doing a sports center update and he's losing circulation. That's
I don't think Nick would be
thing.
Super uncomfortable with it, though.
I love animals.
I can see Jack like being scared of a tarantula or something they brought in.
Ooh, spiders.
Rummage. Yeah, Drew probably.
Does Ennis like animals?
Well, he said he would eat one, and he made it on SportsCenter.
That's a good point. So yeah, that's fair.
Maybe he's the carnivore.
Andy likes dogs, so
yeah.
I feel like we're an animal loving.
I'm not a huge fan of like mice, which there might be one here. So I need to pick my bag up.
Yeah, Ince texted us on the show Sunday, say, "Hey, there may be a mouse that went down the hall and then went behind the trophy case." And I was like, "Yeah,
that sounds like I hate to say it. I don't want to." Because he could be 1,000% right. I use my mouth merely as a suggestion when I eat, so I leave crumbs everywhere. But that sounds like an Ents tweet, doesn't it?
Yeah, Pat. Andy texted in. Pat, I don't know. He said Pat's scared. I thought he was saying Pat would be fine for it because Pat is like a zoologist at a Second Life, right?
Is he really? I didn't know.
He's like really into animals.
Yeah, he is. So. Well.
437-9680. Well, what questions should Jack ask next to Calipari to get up to $500? And who would probably be the most terrified of...
Phil, could you get animals in here? By the way, the angriest I've ever seen Dad, literally.
I thought you were going to say me. I was just like, when was that, man? What?
The angriest I've ever seen Dad was one time he was calling for a soundbite, and I left to go play with a puppy.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was playing with this cute little beagle puppy, and I mean, he threw a clipboard at the window. He was so pissed off. And then we got into a yelling match, and then I was like, it's
probably
a beagle.
Traumatized the puppy for a little bit, but I'm sure it's at a wonderful home from...
Probably so now.
Kentucky.
Good times.
Probably so. That's probably a legendary mixtape clip as well.
I think that predated the mixtape.
Oh, it was
sadly.
Before the mixtape.
So it might be in the ethos. I'm not sure.
I'll have to go back and find that. The Wayback Machine.
Seriously,
on Sundays,
we've had battles. That was one of the ones where I was like, well, I'm totally in the wrong here. But I was actually like, whoa.
But it's a beagle puppy.
I hadn't seen him that mad since like breaking curfew in high school or, joyriding or something like that.
Oh.
Big win for Kentucky last night. Everyone's upset about their schedule. Did you see the side-by-side photos of everyone comparing the Navy game to the... I mean, that's the most rivalry thing ever. Everyone's upset about attendance around here.
Uh-huh.
And then I was asking Grossman because, you know, everyone likes to tweet out the photo right at tip-off. It's a late-arriving crowd, but that's something that's there. I asked Pratt and Issel after the game, or after their show. They said it was probably about 15,000 or so, and I think it's just going to be a slow crawl. I don't want to have the attendance discussion over there, but Andy put out there, and I think he's right, too. It's the scheduling, too. They're terrible. They're not good. The non-conferences are not good.
At home, there's some good neutral floor or road games, but at home, that's tough. Listen, that's part of it. If you've got a game that's not a big-time opponent, it's going to be tougher to draw.
Well, in Kentucky's in a unique situation. They got the CBS Sports Classic. They got the Champions Classic.
I heard John Calipari say that earlier.
And that's, that he was playing the hits last night on the IU thing. But at some point, when you're having this exuberant amount of money that's being thrown out by the TV deals and whatnot, I understand there's got to be inventory. There's got to be some cupcakes. But, man, people's habits, as cliche as it sounds, they've changed. And you got to impress them. And both Louisville and Kentucky have not had good home non-conference games. They just haven't. I mean, that's...
No, they haven't.
So that's something that you're going to have to switch up, or I understand you have to have certain nights at the Yum Center and the Rupp Arena in order to make it all work, but they have to figure out a better product to bring, whether it's a home and home. I saw Mark Few tell Jeff Goodman, it's like, you got to get Duke or Kentucky out here, do something like that, because people need to be wild now, and otherwise they're not going to the games, plain and simple.
I mean, I think we've seen that.
At least to the number of what we were used to seeing, where they both built to be top five attended programs. So if they're not getting it, if Louisville and Kentucky aren't getting it, I understand some other programs have had success. Who is? You know, that's...
No, that's a great question. And that's the other thing, like balancing it. We talked about last week, we were filling in for Bob last Wednesday after the Duke game on Tuesday night, and we were talking about how the schedule sets up really well for Kentucky because they have like five games where they can sort of just figure it out while they're at home and play together and get a chance to sort of mesh on the floor. And that's the balance. Like, the schedule sets up well to be able to get better and to be able to, you know, maybe figure some things out. Not that they play bad against Duke, but always good to, when you have a team that hasn't played together a lot, to get some experience and reps, and they have a really good chance to do that in games that they're in all likelihood going to win. It is tough to balance that with big time matchups that people want to see that sell tickets. And, you know, what's good for the team on the floor may not be always good for ticket sales, and I think maybe you're seeing that right now.
Well, and Calipari alluded to this with, like, the Champions Classic, and I think, like, what you're seeing with the Phil Knight Invitational. Now, by the way, Oregon just got blown out by BYU. I don't know if you all saw that. The Gavitt games, you got all these preseason-type neutral site things.
Big win for Seton Hall over Michigan.
It was. Some missed free throws. I didn't know. I forgot about that in 1989. I was just a young whippersnapper for it, you know, back then, so I'd really seen the highlights, but, you know.
Quick side note.
Yes.
Fox's new scorebook, kind of large. Just with the, I feel like it doesn't have to be that just
overcompensating. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it just takes up, I mean, the entire screen practically.
Do they still, were they doing the red zone thing last night? I wasn't able to check with that.
I don't think so.
I really enjoyed that when they did that.
The game was on FS1. Was watching it.
Okay.
There.
But no, they're doing some things to try it and make the experience better. And I know John Klein, Dr. Klein, who comes out with Dieter, and basically, like, he tweeted out a photo trying to get in the Yum Center. And I know it sounds like Vince Tyree says people staple things together. They had two people working the door to get in the Yum Center. Like, you cannot have that happen. Staffing is an issue. We're still in a pandemic, whatever. But when people are trying to...
Well, I don't know what door. Like, I went to the men's game with Amanda, my wife, on Monday night. There's plenty of people.
I don't know. He tweeted it out.
We parked at the Gold House. We walked right in. There were three different entrances you could come in. Inside that little walkway, the skyway there, it was perfect. No issues at all. No line.
That's one vantage point, Dr. Klein. I'm regurgitating what
I know,
you said.
I'm just,
but
oh,
look,
I'm just
it's something that I think you're when you're trying to combat to try to get some of these things in there, you got to make it work out to make it as accessible as possible. But when the product and the competition, like, people aren't getting excited for a Southern game at 9 o'clock on a Monday.
That's also you had Southern at 9 and then you had Navy at 8, which
What happened to the pandemic when they were doing those like 6 o'clock games, which I know would be a late arriving crowd, probably TV purposes.
There still are ACC Network 6 and 8. Those are the windows, at least on the women's side. Plenty of those coming once the U of L women get to their ACC Network slate of games. Some 6 and 8 o'clockers.
437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line. Nick Curran, Nick Valvano, Phil Baker in for Bobby V. He'll be back Friday. Is he out tomorrow, too, or is he back in tomorrow, Nicky V?
He is out tomorrow. We're going to do the NWSL Media Day.
Oh, that's right, with Greer, yeah.
Yeah, Greer out, I believe, at Derby Museum. And then Pops will be back for Fast Break Friday with Mike Pratt.
Nice, nice.
Very nice.
Well, before we get to the U of L Health segment with Dr. Duffy, I'll knock out some of these text messages. If Miami has the chance to hire one of the best athletic directors in the country, might as well at least talk to him. That coming down there. From what it looks like, Tom is really enjoying retirement and grandkids, so who knows how serious it is. I find it fascinating because Brett McMurphy a lot of times seems to be a mouthpiece, if you will, a very good one. I think he, for college football news, I don't mean that in a negative way at all, because I think he's great at what he does. That's my go-to for bowl projections and whatnot, but he was always the guy that would get the scoop first here locally, so that's what fascinates me. UK U of L will always play the majority of cupcakes in the non-conference. Sorry, the other photos that the individual sent in the previous ones made me laugh. Looks like it was a bong.
Oh, yeah. And then I believe a White Claw Surge can, which just sounds... That sort of sounds like, you know, Four Loko graduated and is getting, like, a master's degree. That just seems like a bad decision. By the way, a texter called in a little stat boy Tony Reale action with a correction that Terry Wilson plays for New Mexico, not New Mexico State.
Oops. Oh, is that in your sports center?
No, but just a... No.
Did we mention that?
I guess. I have no idea.
I sure didn't.
See, here's the other thing. Like, people evidently really love Barton Hahn, which is humbling a little bit.
Barton Hahn are talking about Terry Wilson. That is the biggest shock.
I have no idea, but every now and again, I got a furious phone call about how he wasn't going to listen to the station anymore because of some stupid UK take.
Oh, I get that, that with Stephen A. Smith all the time.
And I was like, oh, what? You realize we, you know. Listen.
We didn't.
Like, I don't know Bart Scott. Right? Like,
can't wait.
It's about, you know. Yeah.
437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. The U will hire George because of his haircut. It reminds them of Jimmy Johnson's style. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, how about them Hurricanes?
If everyone likes animals, Andy would find a way to have a hot take about hating animals. LOL, I'm on your side, but animals are stupid, said Andy. Andy is a big dog person. I
was going to say,
that is his soft spot.
But that's a funny text.
That is a funny text.
That's a funny text. That's a good text.
If Rick were to go to Miami, the first game the Hurricanes come to the Yum Center would be a sellout 22,000 strong. And also coming down there.
I don't know if I disagree with that.
He ain't going to Miami.
I mean... Yeah, I don't think so. That would be a big long shot, obviously. But
bully in a basketball. It's got to count for something, right? Or is he just feeding us lies like always?
I'm not. I just think that's the one job. That's the one job. But that would require Tom Jurs to get the job as the AD. We're
speculating.
Very far.
The Louisville Duke has a game that to become bowl eligible tomorrow. We can do a deep dive into that.
Yes, Louisville and Duke. Louisville should win by a couple of touchdowns.
Also, minimum a fascinating thing before we finish and when we finish up the segment with U of L Health and Dr. Duffy, who's about to join us here in a second. I want to talk about the ripple effect of the college football coaching search and what that means of Satterfield's name not being mentioned with there. So we can dive into that after this segment coming up.
I think that'll be very interesting to discuss that.
All right, let's welcome in. No, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Dr. Duffy with U of L Health, an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine physician with U of L Health. A native of Louisville, Dr. Duffy received his medical degree from the University of Louisville School of Medicine. Dr. Duffy, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Doing well. Well, it was a buzz on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it, but Matt Cross having his finger dislocated last week against Southern. We've seen Matt Cross since play from that. Actually shot the ball extremely well, but he's had his fingers taped together for stability against Navy on Monday night. Can you describe how long those injuries can kind of just linger and what the tape essentially does to kind of help the stability of that? And A, how painful? I know that's kind of a vague question because everyone pain tolerance is different, but how long that pain can just be there if it's not healed properly.
So is he right? He's right-handed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a shooting hand. So, I mean, it obviously didn't affect him at all. He shot it pretty well against Navy. So there's the dislocation that happened was at the PIP joint. So that if you look at your fingers, you got, you know, you've got basically three joints in your finger. It's the middle one. So there's ligaments on either side of that joint, and the dislocation can occur different directions, and that kind of plays into some different things that can happen. But obviously, reducing it or realigning it as quickly as possible is the best, you know, first thing you want to do. And those ligaments are stretched. We say torn, but you know, I mean stretched. And so basically, the taping is just stabilizing the ligaments while they kind of scar in and heal. And the vast majority of the time, we don't have to operate on these. There are times when certain other structures get stuck in the joint when you try to put it back, and that does require surgery. But most of the time, these are simple injuries. If you reduce them or realign them, then they are stable, and you're just protecting it with the tape while they heal. As far as the timing, he may be in tape with activity for 3 weeks up to 6 weeks. They'll probably check and see, you know, how his mobility is. The biggest problem with the pain and everything is that it'll linger for, you know, maybe a few months. But I mean, it's more the long term, where when you have an injury to a joint, that you can end up with some arthritis developed down the road, things like that. People can develop some contractures where it doesn't straighten out all the way and all that, but. Usually people recover pretty well from this, but the picture was pretty impressive for those that don't see these every day.
Yeah, I know that was something that was circulating on Twitter. I think there is a Twitter account that has actually been created called Matt Cross's Dislocated Finger. Dr. Andrew Duffy here with U of L Health. Next up, Kentucky CJ Frederick. He will undergo hamstring surgery and likely to miss the rest of the season. When you hear about hamstring surgery, I mean, I don't know how big of a gauge that potentially is of how serious that is, but what do you think the average rehab time looks like for that?
So this one sounds horrible. Then there's not really a lot of information out here on his injury, so I'm kind of speaking out of assumptions here. It wasn't on tape that I'm aware of, and I'm not sure if it happened during warm-ups with Duke or what, but most of the time when we operate on hamstrings, it's because somebody's torn their hamstring off up near their butt. So basically where it attaches proximally or up high. And usually the indication to operate is when all three hamstrings are torn off. So this is a horrible injury for an athlete. I mean, for anybody, but especially for a basketball player. So initially, if that's what we're dealing with, then there are different ways that people protect that in the first few weeks after surgery. Some people even put people in a harness that they wear around their waist that with a rope that connects to their foot so they can keep tension off of the repair. So you're trying to protect the repair for a period of, you know, 4 up to 6 weeks. Some people just say, don't walk on it, put your toe down, you know, and just keep your knee bent slightly to keep tension off the back of your leg. But most rehabs, all rehabs from surgery are general same concepts. You know, you're protecting the repair for a period of 6 weeks. He won't even start doing straight leg raises for a couple months or more to kind of protect it. But they'll start strengthening around 6 weeks. But, I mean, it's 6 months at least before he's, you know, seeing the court again or trying to get back out and return to sport.
Next up, keeping it local, former Louisville star Asia Durr, a COVID long hauler, cleared to play basketball again. Kind of a vague question, but she's missed the last two seasons. Are you seeing anything from the high school, college level, or even the Weekend Warriors trying to get back into the swing of things after a battle with COVID? And what are some of those hurdles that I guess your offices or practices are seeing to get folks back on track?
Personally, I can't speak to it. I'm as a surgeon, we're not going to see as much of this, but I think our primary care sports medicine team with U of L Health, especially, I mean, we've got Dr. McKee and Dr. Patil here at Northeast, on Old Henry Road, and they may be able to speak better to that. But they, you know, it's a multidisciplinary approach to returning these athletes safely when they are these long haulers. Whether they're having, you know, we talked about the myocarditis issues. Can they have prolonged pulmonary problems, lung breathing problems with endurance and things like that, and like retraining their lungs to function completely properly. But it takes, and sometimes it requires a lot of imaging, advanced, you know, things like that. So it's all about a team of physicians kind of building the athlete up slowly. I haven't seen it a lot. I know it's out there because there's articles kind of routinely come out about different athletes that are struggling with the cardiovascular component of returning to sport. And it can take time when they have severe cases.
Dr. Andrew Duffy of U of L Healthy, I know that's been a wild story. I think it made it all the way on HBO with Brian Gumbel's on Real Sports. So
yeah.
Just a fascinating story to track, and I know a lot of people around here were monitoring that. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Duffy. That is this week's U of L Health Injury Segment, Making the Impossible Possible. That's the power of you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
Dr. Andrew Duffy over at U of L Health breaking down some of the injuries in sports. I couldn't believe how much play that Matt Cross finger got on Twitter.
Well,
I was like, stop showing it. Like, it was,
don't want to see it. And
it was like Booger McFarland's finger that he has over there when he holds a mic.
It also sounds like pretty good that we haven't had to see C.J. Frederick's injury, because that sounded absolutely awful. Potentially, what he may have going on.
Yeah, that's something that, and we
it
always
sounded awful.
We always have the struggles when we're trying to put together some of the injury, because coaches are just psychopaths and they're so vague in terms of giving out information. So we appreciate Dr. Duffy at U of L Health trying to help us out with navigate some of those waters when there's not a ton of information there. But yeah, just some of the injuries throughout the sports landscape, and yeah, we can dive back into some Louisville Duke discussion. And I know I want to spend a little bit of time about the coaching carousel of just how many jobs potentially could be open this year, big time jobs in the college football landscape, and what it essentially means for the ripple effect of landing spots for some jobs. I mean, you could be looking at Florida potentially open, Miami potentially open, depending on what happens. LSU is open, USC is open, and the ripple effect of what coaches could have landing spots there. Virginia Tech is now open, so it's going to be interesting. And you did not see Scott Satterfield's name in some of these athletic pieces, which I think maybe is a peace offering to a lot of Louisville fans of saying he told his agent to back off and he did not want to be mentioned with any of those names. So we can dive into that coming up in hour number two.
You think that'll get people back in his corner?
No, but I think there's still a good amount of he's doing the right thing if he is – in fact, sincere about wanting to be here long term. He's not being mentioned or anything, because you know how this works. These agents are putting things out there. They put things out there to Bruce Feldman, and they put some things out there to get negotiate a bigger or larger contract. But I find it interesting, and I don't know if that's just a temperature of the market for him right now or what, but or maybe the performance from last year and this year, but he is not being mentioned with any of these job openings right now.
He's not. And, well, that's what everyone wanted last year, and now this year it's a whole thing. Louisville plays Duke tomorrow night, looking for bowl eligibility on the road against a bad Duke team, so a chance to get that sixth win and then kind of be playing to some degree with house money against Kentucky coming up next week. Kentucky, similar boat, not with the house money against Louisville, but a game that should be extremely winnable this weekend against New Mexico State. And then the collision course, if you will, a week from Saturday, the Cards and the Cats, which will be a big one at Cardinal Stadium. Potentially Louisville already bowl eligible, or if Louisville were to lose tomorrow night, you'd have Kentucky with a chance to keep Louisville from going to a bowl, which would be an interesting storyline as well. 267-9680, the phone number, 437-9680, the UPS Jobs text line. Plenty more to come. Wednesday edition here on the V Show. Drew Brown from A Sea of Blue joining us shortly here in hour number two to talk about the Cats win over the Mount last night. You're on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.